hits than he had fast cars. Brian Mick and Keith met in that club in Ely. They found each other rather appealing. Brian taught them to play the blues. White boys playing black boys blues. Blues was then something new. He'd fly higher and higher to get his kicks. At the Chelsea he stayed in. Who said he looked cute in his Chinese suit? Or was the Pied Piper blowing his flute? 10,000 white butterflies filled the air. Some people bowed their heads in prayer. In the crowd, the girls were all crying for the sudden loss of the life of Brian. Loss of the life of Brian. She'd left him and ran into the arms of Keith. Keith was a savior and was not a thief. And the kid that Brian fathered with Linda was adopted together with the pagan folk singer. Brian did everything to extremes. Nothing with him was as it seemed. His big smile hid a tormented soul, fed by drugs, leading him to the edge of that black hole. He went to the studio, but couldn't play. He didn't know if it was night or day. Butterflies fill the air. Some people bowed their heads in prayer. In the crowd, the girls were all crying for the sudden loss of the life of Brian. He quit the Stones a month before his death. As he grasped for air and took his last breath, did he regret all those he'd leave behind? To those he hadn't been patient and kind. His fate was sudden and was so cruel, found at the bottom of the swimming pool. How did it happen, will they ever say? There's still speculation until this day. Moon was in the sky, so are you. Jimmy and Jim both wrote songs for you. 2 months later, they too join you. And Club 27 was formed out of the blue. Rolling Stone magazine's obituary as it whispers, Brian was more of a Rolling Stone than the others were. The Stones are now well in.
for the sudden loss of the life of Brian.